for 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're always bringing you a great wealth of information related to health and wellness. Next week, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning. She'll be interviewing Jack Chalom, who is known as the Nutrition Reporter. They'll be talking about issues related to fatigue. He's a very well-respected publisher of material related to nutrition and natural health. It's going to be a great show, so don't forget to tune in. Of course, today is no exception. I'm going to have a great special guest on, and we're going to be talking about some general aspects of why supplement and why take supplements, and we're going to be talking somewhat about why take multivitamins. You know, multivitamins do represent the largest segment of sales in the natural product industry when it comes to supplements, and many people take them. Many people who don't bother to take a fish oil or a probiotic or many of these other things that are very popular in the world of supplementation do take a multivitamin. And the question is, why? Why bother? Why take one? Why is it that we need them? And then what are the different forms in which they come? Different multivitamins can be tailored to meet different people's needs, and that's a great way to really hone in on a very specific way of supporting what your body's demands might be. The nutrient demands of, let's say, a woman in her 50s is obviously much different than the nutrient demands of a male in his teens. So is a general multivitamin good for that same person? Well, a multivitamin can be a great vehicle for giving people some specific nutrition and some specific support for issues around that age and around the sex or gender of the person. So we're going to be talking about some of the different classifications. We're going to kind of broadly break people up into some different sections and demographics, and talk about what kind of multivitamins are most appropriate for those people and why. What kind of ingredients do they have? What kind of ingredients do they not have? And what are we looking for? We're going to talk about some different types of form of supplementation. Many people may have heard, or actually many people may not have heard, about a concept of what's called a food-based or whole food-based supplement. It was honestly something, even myself sort of being an expert in the field of nutraceuticals and nutritional medicine and science, for a little while didn't even really myself fully understand it. And I really want to break it down today and help people understand what a whole food multivitamin or what a whole food vitamin means, and what type of people maybe really want to look for that as a choice of supplementation versus, you know, just a regular standard off-the-shelf product. So my special guest today is Buddy O'Heather. And he's a certified nutritionist, health educator, and Megafoods Eastern Regional Educator. Buddy has worked in the dietary supplement industry since 1996. He has a broad understanding of natural health topics and is often called upon to discuss issues related to immune health, joint disorders, essential fatty acids, traditional Chinese medicine, cardiovascular health, and energy management. He also has expertise in sleep disorders, which is obviously a huge issue these days, stress reduction, digestive health concerns, and energy medicine, as well as diet, lifestyle, and the correct use of nutritional supplements. So, Buddy, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And please say your last name appropriately, because I know I didn't get it right, even though I practiced it before we went on the air.
That's great. It's O'Heather, Buddy O'Heather.
Thank you. So, Buddy, let's first kind of the intro to our conversation here is, you know, discuss the importance of supplementation. You know, why is it that we should even turn to supplements as to do anything for us? Let's say you have somebody who's eating a relatively healthy diet, they're, you know, generally a healthy person. Why do we want to even bring it to people's attention to consider taking supplements?
Well, because essentially they fill in those nutritional gaps that exist in the diet. In fact, in preparation for our talk today, I was doing just a little background research, and I saw where the Harvard School of Public Health actually says that they actually recommend a daily multivitamin as a good nutrition policy. It's really a good way, according to them, to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients that you need to be healthy, because of what we're talking about here is that many people do not eat a relatively healthy diet, and so they have gaps, nutritional gaps, and multivitamins have been shown to not only fill those gaps, but also in some cases provide added health benefits.
Yeah, absolutely, and I would say that there is some decent documentation suggesting that if the average American just took a multivitamin, we would see a significant reduction in the amount of spending on healthcare costs just based on people having these nutritional gaps in their diet. Now, buddy, what about people who go through the trouble of eating a pretty healthy diet? I mean, what are the considerations for supplementation in that respect?
Well, for example, you might be even thinking about someone who's a vegetarian or vegan. We think of folks who live that lifestyle and eat that way are pretty healthy, and for the most part, they are. But inherently, any diet will have some gaps in it. And so in the case, for example, if specifically we talk about vegans, then we're talking there about maybe possibly some missing of B12 or missing of vitamin D or iron or certain minerals. So it just really depends. All of us can use and benefit from nutritional supplementation. It just depends on, obviously, age. It depends on our gender, as you alluded to, the diet that we subscribe to, our lifestyle, and some inherent physiological makeup that we have, you know, any specific issues that we have, or maybe even medications that we're taking that cause us to have separate or different nutritional needs.
Yeah, and certainly if somebody is on a specific type of restrictive diet, like a vegan or vegetarian diet, obviously associated with a lot of health benefits, but depending on how that person is conducting themselves on that diet, they may be at risk for certain nutrient deficiencies, and supplementation certainly comes to the top, to the forefront of the conversation when discussing how to avoid that. I would say that even average people who are getting a healthy diet, even people that are working really hard to eat a well-rounded diet, you know, we may be meeting most of the recommended daily allowances for our nutrients from our diet. If you're doing a really good job to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and whole foods and whole grains and eat the foods that are rich in vitamins and minerals and nutrients. However, what we're not always taking into consideration, in my opinion, are two important factors. One of those factors has to do with the degree of nutrition in the soils that our foods are grown in. So we know that, you know, if you rewind 50, 60, 70 years and you look at the topsoil content of where most of our food is grown, it was much thicker, much richer in trace minerals and nutrients than it is today, because many of the farming methods we use today deplete the soil of their nutrients. And in order to get new crops to go, we just add fertilizers instead of doing what traditionally was done, which was basically crop rotation. So that if you have a certain crop that's being grown on one field one year that depletes a certain subset of nutrients, you may grow it there for several years, and then you either let the land lay fallow to let it basically rest and rejuvenate its topsoil and its nutrient content, or sometimes you can plant a different crop that puts soil back into the ground. So most plants take a lot of nitrogen out of the soil, and most fertilizers and synthetic fertilizers are very nitrogen rich, whereas in a more organic or sustainable farming method, in an off year, that crop, maybe they'll plant legumes on that crop, because legumes basically implant a lot of nitrogen back into the soil and replenish a lot of the nutrients that have been taken out. So even if you are eating a well-rounded, pretty nutrient-rich diet, our soils are somewhat more depleted. So supplementation and a multivitamin in particular can help our bodies to gain more nutrition than maybe we normally would just by eating the food based on, again, just decreased soil quality. Number two is, even though we may be meeting our what are called RDAs, recommended daily allowances from our food, the demands of modern living may require that our body does better with RDAs greater or nutrient intake greater than the RDAs on certain vitamins. So, for example, B-complex vitamins play a very important role in helping our bodies to deal and compensate with stress. They also play a very significant role in helping the process of detoxification in our liver. Now, if your average daily lifestyle entails a stressful lifestyle, where perhaps you're consuming things like coffee, perhaps you're taking certain medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol or other common medications that are prescribed, you may be number one, overstressing yourself, which increases your potential requirements for some of these vitamins. And number two, drinking things like coffee or taking certain medications or putting your body under excessive amounts of stress, those things alone will deplete your system of certain vitamins. And supplementation can help replenish that to make sure that your cells have all of the nutrient requirements they need in order to be optimally healthy. Again, the aspect of detoxification is another important one because, as I've talked about in the show before, we live in the industrial age. And it has been only really in the last 70 to 100 years that our bodies have been exposed to a massive increase in toxic chemicals that our bodies have not seen before. And it requires that the detoxification mechanisms in our body be working very efficiently in order to process these toxins. The smog we're exposed to from the air pollution, some of the things in our water, the things that end up in our food, these things weren't there 50 to 100 years ago. So it's important that we give our bodies every possible advantage that they can have in order to effectively deal with these toxins. And multivitamins and general supplementation can be an excellent, excellent tool for that. So, buddy, any other thoughts on that?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You brought in variables that often people don't consider when they're thinking about, well, I think I eat well enough. You know, I have my green salads most of the time. I eat lean meats. I stay away from the heavy processed foods, so I'm pretty healthy. But you're absolutely right. It's the variables that come in that make it different for every single individual. And you mentioned a few, diet being one, the fact that the soil is depleted, lifestyle issues, whether, for example, you smoke or you come in contact with toxins or you do other things that cause your body to be burdened with these toxins. Inherent physiological makeup as well. Some individuals tend to be, say, for example, have a weaker digestive system than others. And so anything you take in now will be impaired. Its absorption and utilization of the body will be impaired. And let's also talk about this, and not to bash the medical community, but medicines, as valuable as they are, also you pay a price with. And so many medications often can create these deficiencies in the body. And if you're on those medications, then you need to really look at supplementation. And in some cases, you have to avoid certain supplements, right? We can talk about that. But in some cases, you need additional nutrients because the depletion taking place in the body. And not to mention, you know, here's a radical statement. We're all biologically different, right? We're different ages. We're different genders. That, too, plays a huge role. What you give a 55-year-old male is not necessarily what a 55-year-old female might need nutritionally. So have to take that all of that into consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a great resource on the Village Green website. If you go to the homepage, www.myvillagegreen.com, and you go under the resources tab on the very top, there's a part where it drops down and it goes to, let me see here, it brings up, let's see, articles and health info. And if you click on that, you can get a chart that basically gives you a drug nutrient depletion table where it goes through different antibiotics, different hormones, different cardiovascular drugs, including diuretics, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and cardioglycosides, which are all really blood pressure medications, anti-inflammatory medications, antidepressants, and then it has a list of all of the major B vitamins and other vitamins and minerals, and it gives you a list of what drugs deplete what minerals. So if you're wondering if the medications that you're on may be causing some problems with nutrient depletions, this is a free resource for you to go to where you can look up their class of drug, class of medication, and find out which nutrients it is potentially depleting in your body. When we come back from the break, buddy, I'd like to pick up this conversation of what types of multivitamins or what type of different formulations are appropriate for different age groups and different conditions and what to look out for, because it's really nice when you can tailor a multivitamin or a vitamin regimen specifically for a person. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. We're always here bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. If you're just tuning in and you want to listen to today's show in its entirety, we're talking about supplementation, the importance, the need for it. And in this segment, we're going to be discussing different considerations for different age groups when it comes to supplementation. You can get the show, download it for free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, you can access all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. You can download them as a podcast or stream them live from your computer. It's actually a great resource to get really useful information related to health and wellness. And best of all, it is free of charge, something that the Village Green offers for you all to spread our message of health and wellness. So I have on the phone with me today my special guest, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about different types of supplementation. Buddy is a certified nutritionist, health educator, and MegaFoods Eastern Regional Educator. He's been in the dietary supplement industry since 1996 and has lots of expertise when it comes to working with different nutritional supplements. So, Buddy, let's pick up where we left off at the beginning of the last break, and let's talk about, you know, different considerations for different groups. So maybe you can kind of break out some of the different demographics and talk about what some of the different formulations look like for those people.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we talk about, for example, men, generally speaking, and I'm here we're talking about men, say, under 50, under 55, generally the health concerns that they're looking at are prostate health, energy and virility, stress, healthy stress management, immune support. For the mature male, someone 50, 55 and older, you also add in heart health and cognitive function being really something of importance to that individual. For women, you're talking here, especially the younger woman, you're talking about iron levels being normal, hormone balance, healthy aging, breast health, obviously. And in the mature woman, the smooth transition through menopause, as well as bone health and also heart health. If you're talking about individuals that are on certain medications. They're working with their physician and healthcare provider. Well, then there's a need, there's a concern there, because certain nutrients, i.e. copper, iodine, iron, vitamin K, vitamin E, and even certain herbs are contraindicated because they can interfere with drug absorption and or function of that medication in the body. If you're talking about the youngest among us, our kids, I have an 8-year-old myself, sometimes you've got finicky eaters. Often they're on a restricted diet. Moms and dads are more aware that gluten may not be something they want to put in their kids' diet, so they have to limit what they can, what the child can eat. Also, gastrointestinal issues that lead to poor absorption can then lead to nutrient deficiencies in the body. And just even if you have a really healthy kid, you're talking about having to provide nutrients on a daily basis to fuel that growing body and also that active body. And then we talked about this earlier. If you're a vegan or to a lesser extent vegetarian, there may be some nutrients you may be missing in the diet. B12, I mentioned, vitamin D, iron are among the top three. So just depending on where you fall, what category you fall in, well, MegaFood makes some unique formulas that are targeted specifically for that individual. And we make multivitamins that are very easy to take, one a day, and we also have ones that are a bit more comprehensive. And if you want, we can certainly get into those specifically.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of them that are a little bit more comprehensive, and let's talk about, you know, you brushed on some of the formulation issues that go into different supplements, but let's take, for example, the one, because this is kind of a unique product that you don't see a lot of products on the shelf that are catering to this, the one that's safe with other medications. So, you know, what kind of medications might people be on that it might be an issue, and you touched on some of the aspects of formulation, but how is it formulated to make it safer for people taking certain medications?
Well, so when you're thinking about medications like blood thinning medications, you have to be careful if you're consuming any nutrient and or herb that also will augment that. So vitamin E comes to mind. And if you're on a blood thinner because of some sort of heart health issue, then it's been shown that vitamin E, you have to take it in lesser amounts. Now, vitamin E is still hugely beneficial for not only heart and brain and a number of other functions in the body, so it's not to eliminate vitamin E completely, but what you want to do is you do not want to take an overabundance of this particular nutrient. The same thing when you're talking about things like copper and iodine. They will interfere with certain meds, and if you're not careful, if you're taking an overabundance of these nutrients, they can often, you know, land you in the doctor's office, and you're not quite sure what happened. The medication's working too well or not well enough. And the reason is because it's been shown through studies throughout the years that certain nutrients are not contraindicated, especially at high levels, with certain medications.
Yeah, definitely something very important to consider, and it's nice that you have a product that specifically tailors to that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, women's health, you know, and some of the different multivitamin formulations for women. I mean, clearly we know that one of the most important subset of the population that needs to engage in some type of supplementation is women of childbearing years. Certainly, you know, we know that there are direct problems related to developing babies that are associated with nutrient deficiencies, primarily spina bifida and folic acid issues. So it's really recommended that any woman who's in her childbearing years thinking about possibility of getting pregnant, you know, should be really doing a supplement with folic acid. Of course, iron is another concern because as women have their monthly menstrual cycle, they need some extra iron to help replenish the stores of blood and hemoglobin that are depleted with associated with that. You know, in addition, there are several other nutrients that are really important for women to consider taking. If a woman's in her childbearing years and she's taking something like birth control, well, she may not necessarily need a multivitamin for the folic acid. However, we know that oral birth control can deplete levels of vitamin B6, possibly folic acid, and some possibly levels of B12. So some things to consider, buddy, maybe you can elaborate on that, this a little bit, and some of the stratifying out the different formulations that you might want to consider for women during their different phases of life.
And so we have one that we call our women's formula, women's multi. And we're looking at concerns, specific concerns here, some of which we talked about and touched upon already. Iron levels, hormone balance, having enough energy to support their career and their family life, stress support, immune support. And so to that extent, we provide a broad base of what we call food state nutrients. These are our whole food nutrients that include iron, include biotin, often really needed for hair, skin, and nail growth in the body, and certainly a concern of younger women. Vitamin D3, which is really more and more information has been coming out throughout the years about it, the deficiencies. Somewhere between 35 and 75% of all U.S. adults show up as deficient in vitamin D3. So having ample levels of D3 in a multiple for a woman certainly is recommended. Zinc for immune support, chromium for blood sugar regulation. Often folks, including women, use comfort foods just to deal with their stress level. Well, if you're doing too much of that, that can alter blood sugar and that can cause you to have crashes. And so chromium helps to stabilize those blood sugar levels. Also, when we talk about antioxidants, it's really important for both men and women, but particularly when we talk about women. In the formula, our women's formula, we're talking about a full complement of carotenoids. So it's not just beta carotene, but all the carotenoids, as well as ample amounts of the family of vitamin E. So it's all the tocopherols and the tocotrienols. So lots of antioxidant support. But then we also understand that there are benefits to certain herbs. So in our women's formula, you use things like chasteberry berry and ashwagandha root and eleuthero for its ability to help balance the body. For helping healthy aging, we use things like spring horsetail, which is loaded with silica, and silica really gives the structure to the body. And so if you're talking about strong bones, hair, nails, vibrant skin, spring horsetail is really beneficial for that. Yellow dock for detoxification and cleansing purposes. We also have red raspberry, nettle as part of that same formula. And then because we're a whole food company and we make whole food supplements, we have a complement of whole foods, whole oranges, blueberries, cranberries, in addition to other herbs like schizandra and astragalus and shiitake. The idea here is to support the body, give foundational support to the body so that it can do what it normally does, which is stay healthy.
So really, I mean, in these types of formulations, and this is somewhat unique to Megafood, and I think, you know, in the next segment, I'd really like to talk about what sets Megafood apart. I mean, in most of these shows, we don't really specifically focus on a product or a company too much, but I think it is really important for everybody out there to understand this concept behind a whole foods vitamin. And really, there's not all that many companies that produce this type of vitamin that's available on the market. So I think it's important for people to understand and to know the concepts about it. I do firmly believe that some people get much greater benefit from a whole food-based vitamin. I'm sure many people would argue that everybody would do better on a food-based vitamin, and part of that might be true. Some people, in my experience, seem to do just fine on regular ones, but I think it's important for everybody to know about it so you can make a better decision based on how you think your body reacts, what your demands on your body might be, and just to at least be aware of what it is and why it's different so that you can make a better choice about what supplements you're using. Now, back to these formulations, buddy. Really, we are getting beyond sort of a multivitamin. What I like about some of these formulas that you're discussing is, let's say, the women over 41, we're starting to add in a subset of herbs that specifically work to start supporting a woman's cardiovascular system and work to start supporting a woman's mild changes in hormones that start to occur between the ages of 40 and, let's say, 55, basically this area of time of peri and premenopause. And you're really getting into something that's beyond just a multivitamin here. It's really looking at a holistic way to support the body in a type of supplementation regimen that encompasses a multivitamin in addition to these other supportive things that we know support healthy aging and vibrant health. So I think that's really great.
Excellent. Absolutely.
Now, men always get ignored. You know, I was listening to a comic the other day, and it was pretty hilarious. He was talking about how, you know, nobody ever pays attention to men. And his analogy was, if you're walking by and you see a homeless guy on the street and he's got a dog, everybody goes, "Oh, that poor dog." You know, nobody asks about the guy. Men get terribly ignored most of the time. And, you know, but let's not ignore men for just a minute here. And let's talk about, you know, what are some of the different herbs and some of the different considerations that go into the different men's products?
Sure. And so here we're talking about, and once again, this is general guidelines, but for men, especially men under 40, under 50, often you're talking about concerns about having enough energy to get through their day. These are busy, active men who are career-minded, who've got a family to raise, and so they need lots of energy and a lot of stress support as well. Cognitive performance comes into play as well. You've got to be sharp in what you're doing, and you've got to, you know, in order to beat the competition, you have to stay mentally focused, and so that's often a concern. Prostate, maybe not so much in the younger male, but the concerns are there, starting to really help the body so that you don't develop issues with prostate down the road. And believe it or not, in the younger male, having a good head of hair actually is a concern, and I didn't know that. I don't have that issue, but apparently younger men are more concerned about losing their hair than the older men, say over 50 and 55. So here we make certain formulas. One in particular, our men's formula, is once again, it has a base of food state nutrients, vitamin D3, 1,000 IUs, the full complement of beta carotene and all the carotenoids, biotin at a relatively high amount for a multi, 300 micrograms, iodine for thyroid support. But then we put in strengthening herbs. Foti, for example, which is a superior tonic herb, and it's wonderful for its ability to increase vitality and also help with hair growth. Eleuthero, some people call it Siberian ginseng. Technically, it's not a ginseng, but we know it as Eleuthero for health, for energy and brain function and stress support. Sal palmetto is part of the mix of the formula. And we also put in the men's ginkgo leaf, organic ginkgo leaf, hawthorn for heart health, ginger root, dandelion for helping to cleanse and detoxify. And as part of the mix, because that's who we are, whole food company, we have our whole oranges, wild blueberries, cranberries, all to provide the phenolic content and the proanthocyanidin content that are found in those foods. So antioxidant support in addition to all those herbs and nutrients.
Sure. So the antioxidant support obviously transcends men or women. Some of the other ingredients that I'm looking that are in these formulas, things for cardiovascular support and especially the formulas that are for over 40, obviously transcend men or women. It seems like where we start to really pull things apart and when it has to do with some of the different hormonal support and other issues associated with aging that are relative to men and women. So I think that's real interesting, and I think it's nice to have sort of a multivitamin that does more than just your off-the-shelf basement bargain price multivitamin that just delivers some, you know, B vitamins and minerals and a couple other nutrients. It's nice to have one that's really tailored towards supporting your body through all its phases of life. Now, buddy, we're going to have to take a quick break. When I come back, I want you to really explain this whole process of what a whole food multivitamin means, because I think the name is deceiving to a certain point. I think it, if people really were to think about it, you know, how do you take, you know, carrots and broccoli and vegetables? I mean, I'm looking at the label of a mega food label, and there's carrots and there's dandelion leaves and lettuce leaves and looks like rosemary. I mean, there's like all these things. What are you really doing as far as taking these plants and compressing them into a tablet? And it can also be somewhat confusing when you're looking at the supplement facts and reading labels, because there's a certain amount per nutrients that are in there. Sometimes it's lower in the food-based multis, and I want you to explain why that is. So when we come back, a real good education on whole food-based supplements. I think this is an education everybody who is considering taking supplements should listen to. So this is Dr. Kevin Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with another great show related to health and wellness. She is actually going to be talking to Jack Callum, who is known as the Nutrition Reporter. He's a personal nutrition coach, one of America's most trusted health writers. He's written a bunch of books. He's been published in a lot of really great places. He's really a nationally known expert in nutrition, and he's going to be discussing aspects and issues around fatigue. So don't forget to tune in next week. Today, I've been talking with Buddy Ojeda, who has been discussing with us aspects of supplementation, why we need to supplement, different types of supplement formulas for people in different age groups, and he is a health educator with a company called Megafood, which makes a food-based or whole food-based supplement. The terms I am mixing up, and Buddy's going to explain. And what I really want people to just get an education here is, what is a food-based supplement? Why might it be beneficial? And is it something that you should consider when deciding on what type of supplement you should purchase if you're considering taking supplementation? So, Buddy, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
It's a pleasure. And so the discussion about whole food vitamins and why they're different and are they any better for you than, say, the common offering that you find at many retail outlets. When you think about nutrients, when you think about food, food have nutrients, the ones that we know about, the vitamin C and vitamin E and the minerals, the trace minerals. But what we forget is that there are also a number of other cofactors and enzymes and proteins and amino acids that are all involved in that food, and in fact aid in the absorption of that food. So I often talk about people who think and see ascorbic acid as vitamin C. Well, technically, ascorbic acid is one fraction of what whole vitamin C is in food. But when you extract it out of a food and you place it in milligram amounts into a tablet, and that's all there is, you know, there might be some other nutrients, meaning vitamin E next to it or some vitamin D, but essentially you're taking an isolate away from food and away from its corresponding cofactors. Now what you've done is you've made it much harder for the body, A, to identify it, and B, for it to absorb it, because it needs all those cofactors, those enzymes, to absorb and utilize effectively. Our bodies understand food. They don't understand isolates. So when we talk about whole food supplementation, what we're doing is we're providing not only the nutrient in a measured amount, but we're also providing all those other cofactors that you find in food. And sometimes what you'll see is a formula that says, for example, 240 milligrams of Saccharomyces cerevisiae yields a certain amount of vitamin C. And the idea is that it takes that much of this beneficial yeast to yield, say, 60 milligrams of vitamin C. But you're getting the 60, you're getting the nutrient you're looking for, along with the corresponding cofactors that are naturally found in food and that are needed absolutely 100% for the body to absorb it. If you take isolates because you think that's the way to go, your body has to then rob from other areas of the body. It has to literally go to your nutrient stores and say, well, I'm going to need some enzymes here. I'm going to need some amino acids there. And so, in a sense, if you take a lot of isolates, you're actually tapping into the reserves that you're trying to build up. In whole food supplementation, it's already in there. And so that's why you don't need exorbitant amounts of these nutrients. You know, we're not talking about 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid. We're talking about 30 milligrams. We're talking about 60. We're talking about maybe 300 or 400, because the body can absorb much more of that than it can of a single isolate at a very high level.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm looking at one of the nutritional labels right now, and I'm looking at, say, vitamin B6. Now, normally vitamin B6 would be listed with its content in a vitamin as pyridoxine HCl, which is, you know, the lab-manufactured form of vitamin B6. The label says vitamin B6, 50 milligrams of S. cerevisiae, which is related, is a relative to that yeast compound, correct?
Correct.
Yields 10 milligrams of vitamin B6. So is the yeast, how is the B6 and most of the ingredients, the B1, B2, niacinamide, B6, the B12, the pantothenic acid, the calcium, the iodine, the magnesium, the zinc, selenium, are all coming from this source, S. cerevisiae, this yeast formula. How are we actually extracting, or how is this yeast yielding all of these different nutrients? Is it just something that the yeast naturally produce? Where is it coming from? Explain to me where the vitamins and the yeast tie in together.
Sure. And yes, the yeast naturally produce these nutrients. And in fact, we chose this whole food. Many people don't consider nutritional yeast a whole food. They think, well, that's a living organism. True, but it is considered a whole food source because of the vast array of nutrients that it provides. It also provides vitamin D. It also provides certain minerals. So yes, the yeast produces it. But here's the thing. If you're looking to have measured amounts be consistent on every single label, then you have to start with a certain amount, because just like if you took 10 different oranges and you measured them out for ascorbic acid, they would all vary. Some would have 100 milligrams, some would have 30. So how can we then assure that every single bottle will have a label of a particular product, will have, as you mentioned, 50 milligrams of Saccharomyces cerevisiae yielding 10 milligrams of B6? That's because we start with a single nutrient first. We then combine it with either an amino acid or a glycoprotein. This is now what we call a proprietary nutrient complex. This intermediate step is vitally important because that is then what gets introduced to the nutritional yeast. And we're controlling for temperature, we're controlling for pH level, we're controlling for hydration, how much water is actually in the mixture. And this is not just guesswork. Some people say, how do you know that this is true? Well, because this came out of a two-year University of New Hampshire study a number of years ago showing us there were certain nutrients that went well specifically with certain foods to grow our whole food nutrients, what we call our food state nutrients. So just let me give you a list. We use the nutritional yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, for all of our B vitamins, for our vitamin D, and for all of our minerals. We use orange for our vitamin C, or to deliver our vitamin C. We use cabbage to deliver K, vitamin K, broccoli for folate, organic brown rice for our vitamin E and biotin, and our carrots for all the carotenoids that I talked about earlier. We also use other whole foods like blueberries and cranberries, but as I mentioned, it's mostly for their phenolic content. So we're taking a nutrient at a measured amount. We're combining it with an amino acid and or glycoprotein, depending on what the study showed this nutrient goes with. That then gets incorporated. And we talked about food-based. A food-based nutrient is something that's just literally sitting side by side. You take spirulina, you take ascorbic acid, you put it in the same tablet. That's a food-based nutrient. Here, this is a lock-and-key mechanism that gets integrated into the food. So it's no longer an isolate. It is now that nutrient combined with all the cofactors necessary and found in food. And this process, from beginning to end, is we call it our slow food process because we want to make sure that none of the nutrients get denatured or somehow have competitive inhibition with each other. And so in the end, even the drying process that we go through is a very gentle drying process to retain the nutrient color, the nutrient flavor, the nutrient content, and the potency of the nutrient. So in the final product, what you find in the bottle is actually a nutrient that's full of cofactors that allow it to be absorbed at a very high level.
Okay, so I'm getting there. So the yeast and the nutrients, you introduce the nutrients to the yeast cultures. The yeast basically integrate those nutrients, and you're able, based on your formulas and proprietary methods, to calculate exactly how much yeast you need and introduce however much vitamin you need, and you can predict what the supplement's going to yield in the end.
That's correct.
When you get to something like the broccoli, so from the folate, 40 milligrams of broccoli yielding 400 micrograms of folate, how does it work? Is it combined with a portion of the broccoli with some type of nutrient profile from broccoli, or is it literally when you see broccoli on the label that they've extracted 40 milligram or 400 micrograms of folate specifically from broccoli?
No, and so the process is similar in a sense because we're now not talking with about a live organism, but we are talking about fresh local food, which is what we do. We source. We start with fresh local food. So we're getting our broccoli and we're flash freezing it until we need it. Once we then need it, we shear it down. We grind it and shear it down so we can break the cellular level, the cell wall of the broccoli itself. That then is where we start that process of combining the nutrient or the proprietary nutrient along with the broccoli in this process we call slow food process to then create our folate.
So the nutrient basically binds with the broccoli. Right?
That is correct.
So then when you take it and your body sees it, it's basically recognizing the nutrient in the food state. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm getting there. It takes me, you know, I'm a fast learner. It just takes me a while, you know. Well, I think that's interesting because, of course, I think we would all agree that ideally, I agree, and I really try and, when possible, make sure that people get the majority of their nutrients from food. It certainly makes sense that as humans, over our vast period of time of evolving our digestive system and how we extract nutrients from the environment around us, for the most of all of the time, you know, except for the last, let's say, 100 years, we basically get most of our nutrients from food. That's how our body is designed to get them. So it always seems more effective when people are able to extract nutrients from food because our body is more efficient at it rather than giving us, you know, manufactured vitamins and minerals. Now, at some points in time, I do see the need to use these other types of methods, but talk to me, buddy, now a little bit about, I mean, I know as a representative of Megafood, I'm sure you feel that most people would benefit from a food state nutrient, but just take a step back for a minute and try and help my audience understand if we're not just going to generalize and say everybody should be on a food-based vitamin, are there any specific people that you think should really consider a food-based vitamin more so than somebody else?
Well, I mentioned this before, when we're talking about our multis specifically, we are providing foundational support. Now, we have a professional line that's a bit more therapeutic called Innate that you're familiar with. But our formulas at Megafood are to provide foundational support. So whether it's a multi you're using, whether it's a B-complex vitamin that you just mentioned about a little while ago, whether it's our vitamin D3, anyone who is in the market for a nutritional supplement or a number of nutritional supplements that are easy to digest, that are highly assimilable, that are well utilized by the body, will benefit from using a Megafood formula. Now, there are some individuals who say, I don't take vitamins, I don't feel I need them. And so in that case, then that's their stance. What I'm saying is, if you're in the market for nutritional supplementation, it does make sense to set the foundation up by using whole food nutrients. We think that Megafood's line of whole food nutrients are really invaluable. There are certain instances, I do believe, that you might need to take higher nutrient levels or certain things that are in their single form, like amino acids, where you might just take that as an individual nutrient. And sure, there's benefit to that. But for foundational support, the Megafood line of products is obviously what we recommend.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think it's nice to have that foundational support. And I like, as I talked about, how the formulas go beyond just your regular basic vitamins and bring in a lot of really good stuff. And what I like, when I'm looking at the labels, let's say, like the herbal antioxidants, everything is certified organic. In the immune health, you know, the blueberries, the wild blueberries, the cranberries, the herbs, most of them are certified organic, which is really nice because not only are you using, you know, these other foundational herbs and nutrients that support overall health, but you're also going through the process of making sure that the possible exposure to pesticides and herbicides is minimized, which is really great. I think from my standpoint, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, buddy, I do think that most people would probably benefit from using a food-based nutrient. I'm more and more getting to that place that I believe. I personally take several food-based nutrients from Megafood and their sister company Innate, which is one that does a little bit more therapeutic stuff. I seem to do a little bit better, and I seem to notice some better outcomes when I use those. I would definitely say that people who struggle with taking vitamins in general, somebody who tends to complain of an upset stomach or vitamins are hard on their stomach or they just don't seem to process them or do well with them, they make them feel really full or bloated. Usually if you switch that person to one of these food state-based nutrients, and Megafood really is one of my favorites, they tend to do incredibly, incredibly well, which is a true testament to the fact that these things are more absorbable, more easier to assimilate, and easier for the body to break down and digest. Now, I'm getting the signal that I need to wrap up this segment, so when we come back, we're going to be finishing up this conversation and talking about a few other really important topics related to supplementation and nutrients. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're just tuning in and want to hear the show in its entirety or just hopping on, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the microphone icon and get all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. They post about a week after the show airs. So today we've been talking with a very well-educated representative from a very good company called Megafood, Buddy Ojeda. Ojeda, right, Buddy? Did I get it right this time?
You got it right.
All right, I'm getting there. Is a very well-known, he's a nutritionist. He has lots of great nutrition training and has been in this field of natural medicine for a very long time. We've been talking about whole food supplements. Buddy, you know, we want to talk about a couple of different products, some new products, and I really want to introduce people to the favorite product that I use. Go ahead, talk about the vegan line.
And so it's been our most successful launch ever. Back in April, we launched these four products, and it was voted one of the best new supplements at what we call Expo West. It's a trade show for the industry. And it essentially has four products, a multivitamin and mineral formula called Vegan Daily, a vegan B12, and as the name denotes it, it's a B12 formula, but then some. It's got other things in it. Veganese, which is a digestive enzyme formula, and Vegan Protect, which is really for not only liver support, but antioxidant support. And the thing, the idea behind making these formulas is because if you look at the population, ever-increasing population of vegetarians and vegans, at last count about 60 million vegetarians in the United States, and about half of those are vegans. And then there's this other subset of group, this 100 million of us that are eating just more plant-based meals. We're not considered vegetarians or vegans, but we're, you know, doing more meatless Mondays or tofu Tuesdays. And so to that extent, we brought out this line, and we're doing really well with it. And we invite folks to find out more about it by going online, megafood.com, and looking at our vegan collection, because it's really a phenomenal line.
It's great. It's really nice. It's very unique formulation. I don't know any other supplement companies or lines that are rolling out vegan formulas. So for anybody out there who is a vegan or knows a vegan and has had trouble finding products that meet your dietary standards, this is a great way to find a pretty vast product line that can meet your standards as far as different supplementation. Now, we have lots of different supplement companies that help to sponsor the show, and we have lots of guests on that come from different companies, and I am not partial to any particular one. My job as a clinician is to be partial to the ones that I think get the best clinical results, and I just have to make a mention because Megafood and its sister company, Innate, probably makes one of my favorite products that I ever use, that I use for myself, I use in my patients more often than many other supplements, and that is their Adrenal Strength formula. The adrenal gland and adrenal issues plague so many people with who have low energy, low focus, or the chronic stress that we put up with in our society today really puts a lot of pressure on this little gland, these two little glands that help our bodies to deal with and to manage stress. And so many people with little brewing chronic issues that don't feel quite right, but nothing is really wrong on a lab test, greatly benefit from supporting this stress management system of the body. And Megafood has just done a great bang-up job of getting the formula right, getting those food state nutrients in, and selecting a subset of herbs specifically for adrenal support that really go above and beyond where I see a lot of products fall short. I love the fact that one of the primary herbs they use is an herb called ashwagandha. It's a phenomenal adrenal supportive herb that's non-stimulating, and they went the extra mile and used one of the best patented forms of ashwagandha available on the market today that has third-party clinically validated test results on it in human clinical trials for helping to improve energy and improve mood and outlook in people. It is a fantastic formula. If you don't know about adrenal fatigue, there are great books about it. You can look it up on the internet. We've done shows about it previously. Honestly, their adrenal strength product is really phenomenal. Their thyroid strength product is also one that I use very regularly, and their Balance B complex is one that I take every day. So those are just my little clinical pearls about some of my favorite mega food products. Everybody, we got to wrap up. Buddy, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Really appreciate it. And everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.